Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever had the experience of being somewhere away from the noise and the din of a big city? Perhaps in the mountains somewhere, on a desert. And as you sat and looked up at the starry sky, you were absolutely amazed at the silence. It was quiet, right? Not exactly. It wasn't quiet. It was simply that you couldn't hear the sounds. Strange but true is the fact that the atmosphere around us is filled with 1,000 voices, but you're not tuned to them. You don't pick them up. If somebody should ask, what kind of a device are you listening to? Perhaps you would say, well, it's a radio, or I'm listening online over the internet. There are voices, sound waves, cellular and digital signals all around us. May I ask you something which is perhaps a little frightening to some? Have you ever heard the voice of God? Immediately you think, well, what kind of a nut would claim to hear God's voice? I'm thinking of a man who was in a mental institution who claimed to be Napoleon Bonaparte. And the psychiatrist who was working with the man asked, who told you that you are Napoleon? God did, replied the man. And about that time, there was a booming voice across the room that said, I did not. When I ask if you've heard God's voice, I don't mean something weird, but I mean to ask, have you heard the inaudible voice of God deep within your heart saying, this is what you need to do? If you answer never, then ask yourself, well, is it possible that God has been trying to tell me something, and I haven't been listening or tuned into his frequency? Through the prophet Isaiah, God said, give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my words. The New Testament book of Hebrews says, his voice shook the earth. Yet the passage in 1 Kings 19, telling about Elijah's encounter with depression, says that when God spoke, it was a quiet, still voice. One troublesome question follows another, so here's a second. How do you recognize God's voice, as opposed to the voice of Satan or even the voice of your own selfish desires? Here's part of your answer coming from the New Testament. God, who in these last days has spoken to us by his Son. The words of Jesus are recorded in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And here's what it said. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will dine with him and he with me. Friend, it is through his word, the Bible, that we most often hear his voice today. Sometimes as others tell us about his word. Sometimes as we read it ourselves. Now, I would not be so presumptuous as to tell you that God couldn't speak directly to your heart, convincing you that you need to do his will. But I can tell you quite clearly that he will never, ever speak anything to your heart which contradicts what is written in God's word, the Bible. God's voice is too often drowned out by 1,000 other voices that clamor for time and attention. Do you want to hear his voice more clearly? Take time to read his letters to you in the Bible. Take time to meditate on what you have learned. Listen to his still voice in prayer. The voice of God is saying, here is the right path. Walk ye in it. Only a fool would deafen his ear to that kind of a voice.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.